Well, we're missing ballots, it looks like. 553 here on News Radio 740 KTRH, Maricopa County. Are they missing ballots? How many are they missing? Is this the smoking gun everybody's been talking about? Joining us, Han von Spakovsky, Heritage Foundation. What do we know about how many are actually missing, Hans? Do we have a count on that?
No, we don't, because what we're getting is reports, basically, anonymous reports out of the audit. The people actually conducting it are holding off on, giving the results until they've completed it. But the reports coming out are concerning, because it appears that there are maybe thousands of absentee ballots missing that were counted in the election last year.
So why is this significant? Because Arizona alone is not in it won't overturn the election.
Well, it won't. But these kind of audits are very, very important, because, as you know, we've had all these questions that have been not answered over last year's election, and conducting an audit in one of the key states to find out. Were there problems? Were there irregularities? That could help sell those questions. Look, they may get to the end of the audit and say, look, we didn't find any problems. Well, then the questions will go away about it. On the other hand, if they do find problems, then that's something that needs to be investigated. If it was intentional, people need to be prosecuted. If it was simply errors and mistakes, they need to fix those to make sure they don't happen again in future elections.
Well, even if there's not enough there to overturn the election results in Arizona, is this a good enough reason? Should this be a good enough reason, Hans, for us to be doing this in Georgia and any other state where the returns are questionable?
Yes, and in fact, there ought to be audits conducted in every single state after every election. And if I could just very quickly tell, look, they just completed an audit in Windham, New Hampshire. It's gotten almost no publicity. And you know what they found? They found that the computer scanners used to count votes there were misreading the ballot. This was in a local election. It didn't change the outcome, but they discovered that the winners in the election didn't get 300 votes they should have been credited with, and the losing candidate lost by a much larger number of votes than they originally thought. If they hadn't done the audit, they wouldn't know that they're having a problem with their machines, and they wouldn't realize they need to fix this before the next election.
And then Georgia very quietly saying they're going to purge their rolls of 150,000 voters who shouldn't be on their voter rolls, but they didn't do it before the election.
Yeah, and my question is, really, how many of those voted in last year's election? That's the question I would want to have answered.
Absolutely. Hans, thank you. Appreciate it. From the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky joining us.